See ya. Always imbued with that magic certitude born of the direct, spontaneous approach. Felicitous products of the child's hand to the knowing, skillful work of an artist like Paul Klee. Who had the ability to return us to the world of the child as well as to that of the poet, the mathematician, the alchemist, the seer. He learned in order to forget. He was a spiritual nomad.
Things are so explosive and dynamic and vital and real, don't you know? It's a real shock today to hear it. Talk, we don't hear such talk anymore, do we? You don't have such open minds either.
And welcome to another African Rhythms. I'm David Love Jones, and some guests I had on, you can check it out on the podcast at citr.ca, and that's a funk band called Deep Seated, and they're part of this Main Street Live coming up this coming Wednesday at Fortune Sound Club. So get on down there. They'll be with some other urban and funk bands. So it's hip hop. So it's going to be a really good showcase. Anyway, tonight, we started. That's my Henry Miller mix meets Ronnie Jordan back from the 90s. That's a 2011 re-edit. And you can find that on AfricanRhythmsRadio.com in my literary mix section. So here it is, back to November 1997 with the ever-enlightening Mike Ingram, who had his own show on CITR here in the late 90s, early last decade. He sat in and we did 30 shows together, Mike and David, from November 1997.
And welcome to another African Rhythms suite. We got to start just a little bit early this time. And once again, I'm very proud to have as my co-host, Mike Ingram. And let's just see if we can get you on mic here, Mike.
There we go. Bye, yeah. Gremlins. You were
at some other channel there for a second.
Yeah, I've been told that.
Yeah. Yeah, we all are occasionally. And we're hoping to have in the studio a mystery special guest DJ from New York, as well as local DJ Clarence. Don't know exactly what time they'll be arriving. Stay tuned for that. In the meantime, keep everybody dialed up on a beautiful array of soul music once again.
Oh, looking forward to tonight. Man, some good stuff here. Sam D's, you know, the more you play him, the more I like this guy. I really love the stuff that he does.
Yeah, and his record from 75, as I've said many a time, considered the Van Gogh of soul. High honor, high praise.
It's intriguing what people like. You know, I know we've talked the last couple of shows about how tastes vary, and it really comes down to what you're exposed to.
Yeah.
You know, people across the water hearing all this good stuff, it's understandable that they like it, you know, but in a lot of markets in the States, you mentioned Sam Dees to some folks, and they're still scratching their heads. Who is this guy?
Exactly. This is why I'm certainly very thankful to people such as Voices and the Chicago Soul Book. I believe his name is Robert Pruder.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. There are other sources, too. Japan, there's been a lot of stuff been going on there, and I've certainly got a few lists from over that way, and I've certainly learned a lot from those guys, as well as even such magazines as Black Echoes, as it was originally called, which is a weekly soul and reggae magazine out of England, and Blues and Soul, mm-hmm. another excellent magazine. Richard Serling, in the new issue of that, which gives his top 30. I know you haven't heard that name, Mike, but he is actually one of the top British soul DJs. He's the man behind Expansion Records.
Okay.
That put out that Oasis track,
yes,
Helen Baylor.
Yes, that was beautiful.
All people around the world supporting this great soul music.
And nice to see that the branches of the soul tree are extending around the world, my brother.
Yeah, it is. A great track. We did a socially conscious hour last week, and here's yet another track I meant to bring, but I forgot at the last minute. But this is a key track from the Sam Dees Show Must Go On album, Child of the Streets.
Yeah, you see, he's doing all he can to teach you the right way. So maybe one day you'll be the same way. And your mother is a solicitor. What you gonna do? You say your brother won't do himself no harm. Well, what's that he's sticking in his arm? You say he's gonna be alright, but he might OD before the end of night. Your sister used to be real sweet until she started hanging out in the street. It's mother like daughter, father like son. Child of the streets. Well, will you end up like your family tree? Tell me what you're gonna do. What you're gonna do. What you're gonna do. What you're gonna do. Thank you.
And the beautiful Etta James, boy, you know, the pain in her voice, being soulful was a beautiful outlet for her, Mike.
Being soulful was a natural outlet for her, too. Little Peaches, Miss Peaches, Etta James struggled for years with heroin addiction, and She's been recording since 1954, so considering the date of that album, you know, she's put in a lot of mileage, man, been through a lot of pain and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about deep soul and the development, Solomon Burke and the early pioneers, and Etta is one of those, you know.
A lot of parallels. I mean, the drug stuff aside, a lot of parallels between her and James Brown in the sense that Etta had a beautiful, strong instrument in the beginning. You know, a lot of her earlier ballads like At Last and Stop the Wedding and...
At Last is wonderful.
Oh, man, that is a classic as far as arrangement and singing and everything in that whole regard. But when the heroin really started to get to her and she had that period in the late 60s where she stopped recording for a while because it was really getting to her. A lot of that came out of her. A lot of her gift was gone, but she still had that soul, and she replaced it. And like you said, all that pain's been, you know, replicated through her voice.
Yeah, somebody that really an integral part of what the show is all about. And
a lot of strength in that lady, too. She's done a lot of anti-drug spots for various charities and organizations, mm-hmm. because after the late 70s, I believe, she was clean, at least as clean as you can possibly be, and, mm-hmm. and she's been clean and sober since that time frame.
Fantastic. And another person that I've wanted to feature, and we finally got around to it, is going to do a little set on the fantastic Rance Allen, a man who is dedicated in bringing gospel-style music to the masses, to the pop, funk, soul crowd. What a brilliant idea to cover tunes like Just My Imagination, The Temptations, which we're about to hear, and call it Just My Salvation.
Exactly.
Just a brilliant idea. Mm-hmm. Showdown, covering the Isleys. And this was a great idea, and the man had the goods to pull it off. Incredible singing.
Excellent point. This is where we were getting at in the last show when we were talking about people like Paul Kelly and stuff like that, being able to just cross the bridge and not make a big fuss about a toll with regard to, are you serving God properly by, you know, praising him? It's like, it doesn't matter whether you make God the first person, the third person, or no person at all. Anytime you're expressing, you're giving glory. So he was an excellent example of showing that you could rock and soul that gospel and nobody's going to get offended by it.
But the interesting thing with Rance Allen is he's praising God, I believe, whether that's your philosophy or not, you can really appreciate and perhaps feel a little bit closer to his affinity or even philosophy. Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to say I like his style so much because he's not trying to beat people over the head with God. He's just saying, here's my translation. This is what it's doing for me, and y'all can dig this.
Yeah, okay, well, let's not keep everybody waiting any longer, and let's get into just a beautiful set of some choice Rance Allen moments.
Indeed.
And the first track, That Will Be Good Enough For Me.
Been to Paris in the spring or the fall. I've never been to India, see the Taj Mahal. Oh no, no. I've never been to Switzerland, no, no, see the Winter Games play. And I've never been to New Orleans on Carnival of Mardi Gras Day. Never been to London on a foggy day. Ooh, I've never been to a gondola play. I can only make it to heaven. That would be good enough for me, because a heaven is a place where I want to be. I've never been.
A track called Ain't No Need of Crying.
Crying, they only make a fuss. do you some good. Have they cut off the lights in your house? Don't you let them cut off the sunshine in your heart.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Ever soulful, Rance Allen, and some quite amazing swoops and dives there, Mike.
Amen, brother. The brother was—he had the spirit going through him there. I tell you, Rance really deserves a lot of credit for staying true to what he believed in. And it's very easy that hearing an instrument like that, he could have gone pop and made major coin, and he decided to follow you know, his beliefs as spirit and whatnot, and he went with what he thought was best for him.
I mean, I find it's just a music that has inspired me since the day I heard it and still gives me goosebumps. You know, it does not lose feeling, you know, velocity.
If the basis of this show is to expand on soul, that was a real good set exemplifying the abilities of that through Rance Allen.
We were having a little conversation. Maybe you can just recall my mind.
Really, the bottom line in it was, David, that, you know, we've talked about all these great performers and these great groups and how a lot of them, maybe when you look at things on the surface, they didn't seem like they got a fair shake with regard to maybe some of the levels of their careers in comparison to other genres of music. But the thing that was always the constant was that everyone, no matter how long they were in it, no matter how they went about doing what they were doing, everyone could do what they did well. You knew no one was going to step out on that stage and not sing. Everyone can sing. This was one of these genres where you couldn't fake anything. You couldn't come out there half behind. You had to be able to.
Yeah, work, I mean, your those show. People. If you couldn't sing, you just basically wouldn't get anywhere.
I mean,
look at what you had to do at the Apollo. You know,
exactly.
I mean, you got on the stage and you had to drive those people with your soul to get them on their feet and. The greatest singers apparently all got their start there.
Well, you know, it wasn't just the Apollo. It was all of those theaters that we talked about briefly last show on what we called that Chitlin circuit, the Regal in Chicago, the Uptown in Philly. You know, there were all of those theaters where the mood was the same. If you did not knock them dead in those first couple of chords, forget it.
Yeah, it's fascinating, really, because in other musical forms, I mean, I'm not knocking other musical forms. I mean, certainly in classical music and in jazz music, having great chops, the same thing. But perhaps some other forms where the novelty value is more important. This was different than soul music. I mean, soul music was about great singers, about a higher art form, great songwriting. I mean, you talk about the classic days, Atlantic and Stax. Mm-hmm. There was a host of great songwriters, a host of great singers. Now, it wasn't surprising that there's all these great tracks hidden away on the albums, because when you've got those two ingredients together, how can you go wrong, really?
That's true. And even in addition to that, it was about mental toughness as well. You could not be a performer and know that you were going to face a crowd like that without knowing that you were going out there to slay them. You'd go out there, knock them dead, make them feel that emotion in those first few bars and stuff, and then you knew you had them, and then you could relax and work whatever your show was. But it was like, it was a strong, only the strong survive kind of mentality, and if you were good enough to survive those crowds, you were in, because they knew you were going to be always that good. You had been through the burning sands and had, you know, taken the worst that you could possibly take. So everything from then on was a cakewalk.
And I know Michael Jackson was very influenced by his dancing. This man was a consummate professional, an incredible singer. I mean, how can you say too much about Jackie Wilson?
One of the unchallenged greats, as Ali would say, of all times. I mean, on the marquee at Apollo, there have only been two male performers with the title of Mr. And Mr. Excitement was James Brown, and Mr. Entertainment was Mr. Jackie Wilson.
Yeah, we're now going to present to you, we're going to present a longer set of Jackie, but we will break in between, give you some more insights and knowledge. We're going to try to play not just the killer tunes you might know, like Repetite and Higher and Higher and all those, but we're going to play some other tracks from those albums, focusing on different aspects of his career, his comeback in 66 when he kind of his answer back music to the Motown scene, if you will. But he's a great balladeer too. We're going to play a couple of those tracks. But to start with, one of my favorites, Love is Funny That Way.
Sad. How can you miss something, baby, that you never had? And just when you think you're about to blow your mind, you suddenly realize you can't turn back the hands of time. Oh, love is funny that way.
The Rio Theater is your independent East Vancouver theater, playing first-run feature films, independent film screenings, as well as live events. Every Friday night, there are featured midnight cult classics on the big screen, and no one can beat The Rio for their cheap date Tuesdays.
There's no better place to be than The Rio for classic movies like The Big Lebowski, The Room, Carrie, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Dazed and Confused, and Faster Pussycat, Kill Kill. Special events at The Rio this month include June 15th, Bring Your Dancing Shoes for Good With Grapes with Young Pacific and Derival. Tickets are $10, doors open at 10 p.m. Starting June 21st to July 1st, come watch the Euro 2012 finals starting at 11 a.m. And on the last Wednesday of the month, come get your nerd on with the hit show Dungeons & Dragons. Join Vancouver's best comedians as they quest for glory and honor in this live improvised performance.
For more information on all this and more, check out theriotheater.ca.
You're all shook up, aren't you, baby?
And from, in our Jackie Wilson set next, from the incredible final album that he made in the mid-70s, and this is a ballad called Nobody But You.
One of the unchallenged greats, as Ali would say, of all time.
No one ever made me feel that I could ever make it. No one ever gave me anything. All they did was take it.
but you.
Versatile. That's Jackie Wilson. Wonderful track, Mike.
Oh, man, a sweet cover of the Dinah Washington classic, This Bitter Earth. I mean, it's... We know that Marvin Gaye was a wonderful talent, and we know that Smokey and a lot of the Motown talents had their place, but it would have been really interesting to see what would have happened had he been able to... Had Jackie Wilson been able to have been released from his contract at Brunswick and worked exclusively with Berry Gordy.
Yeah, and the unfortunate thing is that he really hasn't been fairly... and properly compiled. In England, a few years back, they put out a couple of compilations. They were kind of poor quality, the Soul Years, Volume 1 and 2. But that's how I started to learn more about the lesser-known album tracks. But that one, in fact, I discovered myself, and I really wondered. I looked on the new CD box set that came out and other stuff, and... that track was just not to be found, as well as that last one. And it's sad, really, because this is Jackie at his peak, and it deserves to be heard, like the Marvins and the Smokies, the other people that are getting heard.
Well, you know, we could make the argument that Jackie Wilson was an AR man's nightmare, because there was just so much talent there. Unless you were someone who had the foresight, say, of a Berry Gordy, you didn't know what the heck to do with this guy. I mean... master showman, world-class dancer, powerful on stage as well as in the studio. I mean, they tried everything they could possibly try with this man to try to make him sound like this and sound like that. I mean, one time with the neoclassical stuff, like Knight, try to make him like the Black Mario Lanza, and then, you know, try to do the gospel thing, try to do the pop thing. Brunswick was never satisfied because whoever it was there at the top didn't know what the heck to do with this man.
Well, let's face it, Jackie made Brunswick. Brunswick would not have been without Jackie.
Amen.
I mean, he paid the bills. There was double dealing. Nat Tarnopol ripped him off. It finally came out in court after Jackie finally, sadly, collapsed on stage. No longer regained consciousness.
That's right.
You know, he no longer regained consciousness. And even whilst he was being looked after, up until about 1980 when he died, there was double dealing going on, neglect in his care. They say that he may have been able to have come out of that stroke. It's just an incredibly sad story, but it's one that deserves to be heard because he truly is one of the greatest singers of the 20th century.
No doubt.
Just be sincere. There's something going down, it's all over town. Talk around about you. Oh, I don't wanna hear these things. Please say it's untrue. Please tell me, darling, what the people say. It's not true about you. Just be sincere. Your excuse is always the same. Oh, I don't want to hear these things. Please say it's untrue. Please tell me, darling, what the people say. It's not true about you.
Just be sincere to me. Just be sincere.
That was from the late 60s, a 45 called Just Be Sincere. And this is a track by Jackie called You Got Me Walking, followed by Since You Showed Me How to Be Happy, another 45.
It's right on time while you keep the little baby.
a fantastic selection of Jackie Wilson, and it's just so wonderful to hear so many great Jackie tracks in a row.
Some of the different stuff, some of the more obscure Jackie as far as his discography is concerned. Better days ahead to that brother, man. May he rest in peace. And it was nice to know the love that he got, you know, after he wasn't able to realize it when it's once he had fallen into that coma in 75.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think it's up to us and other people to keep his spirit alive, because the man has a lot of wonderful soul to offer, no question.
Mm-hmm. Very rarely in this genre of music you get to say what if, but I tell you, Jackie Wilson had to be the biggest what if in all of soul music. Even though he did, you know, gain stature, it would have been amazing to see what would have happened if he had had the right folks behind him.
Yeah, I mean, even though some of those records, like You Got Me Walking, written by Eugene Records from the Chi Lights, and he had some great songwriting in those later years, Higher and Higher, and there's even a Sam Dee's tune, we'll have to play that in the future, on that final album from 75. So he had the great songwriting, like we were saying on the break, about how Berry, the early track he wrote was Reep Petite. Yeah. Berry would have liked to have gone the Motown direction, and certainly with that machine behind them, he would have been big, if not bigger, than Marvin even.
No, he would have been huge. Long before there was a Michael Jackson or Prince or the artist or whatever he wishes to call himself now, Jackie Wilson would have been on that plateau by himself with very likely a James Brown, but very few folks in that neighborhood, I tell you.
Here is a wonderful track which showing you that there was other things happening in Philly. It wasn't just Philly International. This Barbara Mason track, this is a wonderful mid-70s track recorded at Sigma Sound on the Buddha label.
Be nothing but right.
Am I Doing Wrong? And that's a wonderful Denise LaSalle track. And before that was Barbara Mason. And nice pairing those two together. You know, two sort of underrated soulful 70s singers. Both.
And the Barbara Mason track is called The World in a Crisis.
Both of them still around today?
Very much so. Early Denise LaSalle and a little bit later Barbara Mason. Mason's starting out as a teenager, actually, singing some early stuff. She had that classic hit, Yes, I'm Ready.
Yeah, that was a huge, huge hit. I guess that must have been about the mid-60s or so.
Yeah.
66, maybe?
Mid-60s.
I know Denise LaSalle's put out a bunch of records on Malico in the 80s that I haven't listened to in depth yet, although there's supposed to be some good moments there, too. But Barbara Mason, I'm not really sure what she's doing. In the last 15 years or so, I don't recall seeing any records by her, so I'm not sure if she's still alive.
Yeah, well, I would assume she's still alive because she surely had enough work where if she had passed on,
yeah,
the industry would have made some statement about it.
Well, another man on West End Records was a disco hit in the early 80s. That's the last I remember hearing about her.
Mm-hmm. And Ms. LaSalle, that classic Southern transition coming from Mississippi to Chicago and then, you know, back down again because, you know, now we know that she is doing a lot of work exclusively back home with Malico.
Yeah, yeah, back down to Malico with Tommy Couch and the crew. Looking forward to getting some CDs from Tommy soon.
Send that product.
Send that product up, Tommy.
Send that product.
I'm going to be on the phone to you soon. That's a great, great label today, ladies and gentlemen. One of the few real soul labels left with great songwriters and great musicians. Malico, killer stuff. And we'll be focusing on that coming up in the future. And we're going to now go to Bloodstone. Now, here is a band. They came out in the early 70s on London Records, I believe.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Charles McCormick, was that the name of the lead singer?
Yeah, McCormick was the lead singer. Guys were from Kansas City. I believe Missouri, not Kansas City, Kansas. Kansas City, Missouri, and they broke out with Natural High, and it was just one of those songs where they were lucky. Everyone loved that song. I mean, I remember that was one of the few tunes that got played right away on the New York stations because it was just so big everywhere that even the politics couldn't stop it from getting on the air.
Why
Yeah, well, it's kind of exciting for me, Mike, because some soul connoisseurs from various countries I've heard and read and talked to over the years raved about this track, Never Let You Go, and I finally get to hear it. Came up with a copy for just a mere $4 or $5 last week. What a track this is, ladies and gentlemen. Let's check it out now. Bloodstone.
You know, sometimes the one you love can hurt you very, very much. And the whole world becomes a drag. But what gets me down most of all is when they do it time and time again. They seem to run their little thing in the ground. But it's all right. I still love you, it's alright. I still love you, I still love you. My mind has been blown to bits. I was just about to call it quits. An everyday problem, I didn't stand a prayer. And you came along, and hope was there. There had been times when I thought that I could tune right up and break down and cry. You gave me your hand. Yes, I know you can, and each and every day, yeah, you never fail to say, with me always stay, please don't go away, and in return, you know I never will, you know I never will, and yes, I never will, oh, oh, oh. Never, never let you go. Just to keep you, girl,
And that's the wonderful Temprese. Some really nice, sweet soul sounds there, you know?
Kind of like that. I never got to hear much of the Temprese. They were definitely a regional group as far as their sound was concerned. We didn't get much of them up north or along the East Coast, but they were definitely part of the Stax family, I guess you could say, at that time in the early 70s.
You know, it's become apparent to me as the years have gone by, just the wealth of stuff on that Stax label. I mean, the Soul Children Records Friction is one of the most amazing soul albums I've ever heard, and that's from an album called Love Maze. Mm-hmm. And the track Love Maze, what a screaming falsetto in that one.
Ooh, for sure. But, I guess we made that point about what ifs earlier on about Jackie Wilson as far as an artist was concerned. And I guess as far as record companies are concerned, the Stax family would have to be the biggest what if for them to have as much as they had and then have it all fall apart like
that. Yeah, unfortunately the label folding, I guess, around 75.
Yeah.
And that was a really sad time for soul music, an almost foreshadowing of hard times for soul music to come. The advent of disco, the record companies forcing people like Bobby Bland to make horrible disco records.
Oh, God. I remember stuff like that. And it's true. You know, you really hit it on it last show when we talked about that being the death of soul. Well, I guess it's so much about a comatose state because they were so insistent on forcing bad dance music on folk.
Yeah. But I guess before I gotta go, let me say out here to Port Moody, to Port Coquitlam, Burnaby, New Westminster, Vancouver, if you all want to know where the soul trees grow, the roots of all that, and that encompasses it, can be found right here on African Rhythms.
Amen to that. That was Mike Ingram. I'm David Jones. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM on your dial. Peace and love.
And coming up next, live, finally, after 2 weeks, Red in the Basement is coming up. A couple of my gigs coming up. Women Speak here on... Women Speak is Calabash on Sunday, and I'll be playing an all-women spoken word, soul and jazz and Latin set, and there'll be spoken word and... incredible array of women doing poetry, soul, jazz. Amanda Maiden will be there, so say no more. We're going to be getting her on the show sometime. Of course, she did live sets on my record store days, so stay tuned for that.
This month in the June issue of Discorder, we chat with Needles and Pins about superstitions, disband some winter woes with Young Pacific, meet the fellows of Capital Six and their heartfelt psych folk jams, and find out about the glamorous life of a touring indie band in our feature on Beekeeper. Plus, sad about the end of Coachella? Never fear, not when you have part one of our Vancouver Summer Festival Guide. See what the Anza Club is all about in our venues section. Learn about the fictional band Wet Leather in Textually Active. As always, find out about the latest and greatest music, both live and recorded, in the Discorder calendar, under review and real live action section. And don't forget about our feature on Music Waste, which takes place June 4th to 10th. And meet DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack, hosts of Trance and Dance, in our On the Air section. All this and more from Discorder, that magazine from CITR 101.9 FM, supporting local music for over 25 years.
You can ride with us, man, but you're riding in the back because I got a shot.
The Rio Theater is your independent East Vancouver theater.